RDU 98.5, welcome back to the show. I'm absolutely delighted to be carrying on my election coverage, and right now I'm very excited to have it in the studio, the ACT candidate for our Christchurch Central electorate, Matthew Fiskin. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, Liam. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you for coming in. And I have to say, right off the bat, it's nice to see someone young running in the election. So before we really dive into nitty-gritty, I think now's a good opportunity. You're young, you're new to this. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you. So my name's Matthew Fiskin. I'm originally from Invercargill, but I moved up here to Christchurch last year to begin my study at the University of Canterbury. I'm doing political science and communications papers up here.
Nice.
I'm also an RA at one of the halls as well, so I'm very involved in my community here. I chose to put my hand up to stand in this election because I'm concerned with the direction that our country's going in, and I want real change.
All right, nicely done. In your perspective, I know we're still early days in this election, but where is the ACT Party really kind of leading the conversation at the moment, in your perspective?
In my perspective, as to where we're leading the conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
We're saying that we want change from the same old that we've had for about the last 20 years. We want a completely new direction that supports personal freedom, personal responsibility, and empowerment and equal rights for all.
So I'm going to kind of take focus just here a little bit on you and kind of you as a candidate for this electorate.
Yep.
What do you think are kind of the biggest issues facing Christchurch Central at the moment? Because I guess you have a unique perspective of not having seen Christchurch for the last 20 years. Like, you bring a fresh perspective to it. What do you think are the biggest issues?
Yeah. Well, lots of the big issues that we're facing here in Christchurch are actually nationwide issues. So we've got cost of living, we have crime, and co-governance as well is another big one that people were coming to me with concerns. As for more local issues, I recently had an individual approach me who told me he'd been a long-time Labor supporter, actually, and he was concerned about housing intensification, not just in this electorate, but in the entire city of Christchurch. Mm. That was down in Lynwood, that gentleman actually talked to me.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. And I guess on the flip side of that, what do you think are the biggest opportunities? Like, where is Christchurch really undervalued at the moment?
Well, Christchurch is a very nice, modern, new city. It's located in a lovely part of the South Island. It's relatively affordable to live here. I think the opportunities are endless. There's good jobs. I don't really see the appeal of other cities compared to Christchurch. No offence to other cities, of course, but there is a reason why I moved here to this beautiful city.
That is a good answer. We are the best city. That's very appropriate.
Yes.
I want to just take a step back and talk about your age. Like, you're at university, you're studying at the moment, and you've chosen to run in this election. What do you think you're bringing to the table as a young person?
So the reason why I stood for ACT is because I believe we need more young people being engaged in politics.
Totally.
We need more political participation amongst our youth. And I think the ACT Party is quite possibly the best party. Well, I know it's the best party for young people. I mean, we support personal freedom, personal responsibility, and empowerment for all. I think those are all wonderful, great things that fellow young people love. And if they have a representative for the party that's their age that can relate to them, I just think that's brilliant.
Do you think there have you met other young candidates running at the moment?
Yep, so I've met a few. There's a couple of other young ones in ACT running up in Auckland, 22 and 25. I've met a couple of other young Christchurch candidates for Labour. One for Christchurch and one down in Waitaki. I believe I met him through Youth Parliament though.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
So you've done the whole Youth Parliament thing, have you?
I have indeed. Yeah. It was a great experience. Very interesting.
I never did, and I always regretted it. I want to talk kind of a bit about ACT at the moment. they have been very good so far in this election at telling us what they don't want to spend money on. what kind of areas can we expect to see ACT invest in?
So we want to invest in education, policing to prevent crime, justice and rehabilitation services, healthcare and housing. The real essentials that, you know, we need in society.
Okay, wow. No, you've clearly learned your party policy here. This is quite impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we here at RDU, we're obviously quite arts involved. We're focused on artists and helping uplift them and, you know, highlighting them and so on. Can we expect ACT to support the arts and particularly kind of community and local arts?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. And yes, our official party policy on the arts sector is that, well, we love the arts sector and we really appreciate the diversity that the arts sector brings to New Zealand. And we want to support that, absolutely. The way we would look at, say, funding or grants for the arts sector, it would be based off, you know, expected ticket sales or private investment and grants and whatnot. So essentially, if there's proof that a project is going to be popular amongst, you know, the New Zealand public and is going to be really beneficial to society, we want to support that. And, you know, we always support local stuff, whether it's local small businesses or, in this case, the arts sector. So, small local groups like this should expect to benefit from ACT's arts policy.
Right, okay. Very well said.
Thank you.
And just to kind of to round us out this morning on a nice note, you've had a long, busy day. Imagine you're in Parliament at this point and you've been busy listening to debates all day or whatever politicians do. You come home, you want to wind down. What's kind of your go-to music?
Oh, my go-to music. I don't have one specific type of genre. I go through phases of different artists I like. Currently, quite like Ellie Goulding.
Good.
I was a bit of a Troye Sivan fan for a wee while as well. Put out a banger recently, actually.
Rush is great. Right. Mm-hmm. I have a tattoo of Rush, actually.
Oh, wow, that's impressive.
Well, it's a good. Thank you. Right, Matthew, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's much appreciated. It's really nice to see young people getting involved. So, you know, whatever happens, well done for putting your hand up. And it's a very admirable thing to do. What's on the agenda for your day?
Let's see. I'll be back at the hall and I'll be doing tours. We've got open day at UC. So if you're here in Christchurch and you want a tour around halls or the university, come on down.
Open day. UC, that's actually really good. Go to it.
Yeah, come
everyone.
Also talk to your local ACT Party candidate as well.
There we go. Wonderful.